Howdy, Teddy. Gosh almighty, what the hell happened to us? Our pets' heads are falling off here in Oxford. My dog's going crazy. Ole Miss just missed out on a chance to go to the national championship, and now, you know, they're already down, feeling bad. Then we get kicked in the nuts because the NCAA has just come down with a decision on Trinidad Chambliss' waiver. They have denied the Ole Miss quarterback an extra year of eligibility. Now, that's the bad news. He was seeking a sixth year. The window still exists. Ole Miss can appeal, and certainly they will appeal this. I think the attorney, Tom Mars, who's representing Trinidad, I think he's already filing suit as we speak. Here's a statement from Tom Mars via Ross Dellinger. Shout out Ross Dellinger. I'm disappointed but not surprised. Last time I checked, however, the only score that matters is the one at the end of the fourth quarter. I assume Ole Miss will file an appeal with the NCAA, but that's their decision to make. However, there's now an opportunity to move this case to a level playing field where Trinidad's rights will be determined by the Mississippi State judiciary instead of some bureaucrats in Indianapolis who couldn't care less about the law or doing the right thing. Whether to pursue that course of action is a decision only Trinidad and his parents can make. Spoken like a true lawyer right there. Oh, yeah. Suing shall commence. Again, but that's up to Trinidad and Ole Miss. But, oh, buddy. All right, so let's just assume. You know what they say about assuming, making an ass of you and me. But let's assume that Trinidad will not be Ole Miss quarterback because as of right now, he won't be. Now, again, that could change. Uh-oh, says Captain Promo. Simmons doesn't try to fuck Mizzou over. Maybe go get Austin Simmons. That would be an option. Or I think more likely, I think you go all in on Deuce Knight, who is still being targeted by Ole Miss. And I don't know that he's ready. I don't know that he's a full-time answer for Ole Miss, who's trying to get back to the college football playoff. But we have seen in limited action his massive potential. So to my knowledge, I don't think Ole Miss has got a scholarship quarterback on roster if Trinidad will not be there. So you got to go all in. You got to get somebody. Maybe it is Austin Simmons. I think that ship has probably sailed. I don't think his family necessarily wants to remain in Oxford. So, again, that could change. But this is huge news for a team. Gut punch. Just lost in the national semifinal. Now, as of right now, do not have Trinidad back for next season. So, huge news in the SEC with the quarterback dominoes. Now, all of a sudden, perhaps, you know, we still don't know who LSU is going to add, but LSU and Ole Miss fighting for a quarterback now, they could, who knows, Sam Levitt maybe get his ass to Oxford. He's visiting every college town, apparently, that has an opening. I think he's at Miami now after a multi-day visit at Tennessee. He's visited LSU. Wouldn't be stunned if he visits Oxford. So this is pretty wild. Shout out Tex Dog. That Mississippi mud pie requires lots of napkins. Shout out Cousin Shane. God, he's on that diet, and all you guys want to talk about is pies with him. That thing's not lasting until the end of the weekend. That's my bold prediction here. Shane's diet will soon be a break-in. But I was just about, I think I'm going to do it tomorrow. I think I'm going to do the SEC Power Rankings, first edition, 2026. And this is huge news for Ole Miss. Ole Miss was going to be near the damn top. And again, this one decision doesn't derail next year because we'll still have to wait and see who they get at quarterback. But this is huge news. Without Trinidad, and we have to assume until further notice that he's not going to be the quarterback. Until an appeal is filed by Ole Miss for Trinidad, that he won't be. Just thought Shane would be here. Shane, you think Shane's going to be here unscheduled? I got another thing coming for you, brother. even when we tell Shane when to show up, he don't show up on time. So, good luck getting him in here. So, And, just as predicted, on three, just crystal balled. Deuce Knight to Ole Miss. Surprise, surprise. Again, yeah, you got to go all in on him now. You have to. You got to finish the deal. You can't have Deuce Knight going anywhere else because he may very well be your starting quarterback now. Ole Miss hasn't even got back to campus yet, and they hurt. I mean, what a damn gut punch this is. What a gut punch. Can't even. They're still licking their wounds, and they just find out. But this is not going to work out for him, at least for the time being. The NCAA has released a statement. This decision aligns with the consistent application of the NCAA rules. So far this academic year, the NCAA has received 784 clock extension requests. Of those, 25 cases cited as incapacitating injury. The NCAA approved 15 of those, and all 15 provided medical documentation from the time of the injury. So 787 requests they've received, 15 they've approved. So according to the NCAA, the odds are low, but again, there's a little bit more to play here than just that. There's cause for millions of dollars being lost. I think that's why we got the attorneys involved. Kyle says, I think he's going to pull a Pavia and win this case. I would call Pavia's attorney and get him on the case too. But yeah, that's an excellent point. I mean, that was a big part of why Pavia got eligible, because his rationale was, hey, I'm going to lose millions of dollars because you're counting junior college against me. And Trinidad has probably got a similar case to where he's saying you're counting Division II or whatever, wherever he played, you're counting that against me. And is Division II football Division I? It, last time I checked, it is not. Aiden says, back to 8-4 for Ole Miss. Couldn't happen to a more deserving fans. Whoa. What did Ole Miss fans do to you? Have you not watched the last month? And them getting raked over the coals with a coaching search? I don't know. There's a lot worse fans than Ole Miss, trust me. Jim says Shane's collecting points at McDonald's. He's always doing that. So he is always doing it. JD, how long does an appeal take? I mean, anybody's best guess. I don't have an answer for you. But I would, if I'm Ole Miss, I think you have got to be planning as if Trinidad's not going to be there. Hope he's there, but you have to now officially plan as if he's not going to be there. That's a smart approach, because the odds are against him, probably. Toby may get a ruling on Joey Aguilar today as well. Billy says, so I guess this means Joey screwed. Not necessarily, but I don't think Tennessee is optimistic there either. Will this change Lacey's plans? I don't know. That's an interesting question. Interesting. Very interesting question. Sucky 24 hours for Ole Miss. Better go get Deuce Knight in the portal. Yep. Go to hell. Hey, if this is the way it turns out, Trinidad's not an option. That's a good look for LSU. They had to move on early, and they did. Always jealous Mississippi State and LSU fans talking about Ole Miss. Probably. Mizzou, worried Austin Simmons now goes back to Mizzou. Contracts mean nothing. Yeah, I mean, I think that is, I think that's fair to say. And if I'm Pete Golding or whoever, or the Ole Miss Collective, Walker Jones, I'm probably blowing up Austin right now. But again, what, you know, you got to think about this, right? So Trinidad gets denied. But will he appeal? Now, that's the next question. Because if maybe Trinidad says, you know what, I'm not going to appeal. Ole Miss says, I'm not going to appeal. Then maybe you have those conversations with Austin Simmons. But we're kind of in the same spot if Trinidad or Ole Miss says, we're going to appeal this. Because now Austin Simmons is in limbo. I think Austin Simmons, a big reason why this, remember, it happened so quickly. Before he was even in the portal, people were saying, oh, he's going to Mizzou. So he's already got that lined up. He knows where he's going. It's concrete. Missouri's not going to go add another quarterback to compete with him. This is his team now. He'll have to beat out Zollers, but clearly they're bringing him in to, because they don't necessarily believe in Zollers. So in my rambling, I hope that makes sense. Again, even if it's, I don't think Ole Miss can give Austin Simmons a concrete answer immediately. So I would go with the concrete option, which is Missouri. I don't think I would go back on that. Oh, Dalton says, cry me a river, Rams. NCAA is a joke. Need to appeal. Tom Mars has already stated he was preparing legal action if he didn't get a 6-year. Yeah. So we read the comment. Maybe you missed it. Go check it out. Tom Mars already reacted to all this, but it is up to Trinidad. It is up to Ole Miss. He can't file without their consent. The NCAA actually thinks it has some authority. Apparently. So that I did not anticipate this because I thought, given their horrific track record in these court cases, I didn't think they'd fight this, but apparently they are fighting it. So this is huge. Huge news. Mm-mm-mm. I was prepared. No longer prepared, but I was prepared to put Ole Miss atop the 2026 SEC power rankings. I think I'm going to debut those tomorrow night after having some whiskey. Mr. Pink, I wouldn't be worried if I'm Ole Miss about Chambliss getting denied. They always have Pete Golding in that stellar defense. Oh, you crazy bastard, Mr. Pink. It's funny how we tear apart these teams. I mean, hell, they were just in the national semifinal, right? They had the best defense in the SEC just a year ago. And then Mr. Pink and his team sat on his ass watching the playoffs on the couch. Making fun of programs that are better than us. But that's what we do. We all do it. We all do it. That is a funny comment. But big news here. Mm-mm-mm. Big news. Mm-mm-mm. What will happen next? I don't know. Any questions here? I'm just flabbergasted that the NCAA thinks they can do something here. You can sue all you want. He knew, as everybody knew, you get 5 years to play four, and he has done it already. Sure, but then Diego Pavia, Joey Aguilar. I mean, there's a long, long list. There's so many players that does not apply to. So, no, I think that's kind of a stupid comment. Because, again, you got millions of dollars on the line. So, no offense to you, East. Whatever your name is, but it doesn't matter you. It doesn't matter any of the cousins. Me, if I had millions of dollars on the line, would you not fight for that? I mean, how stupid can we be here, right? You got millions of dollars on the line. Are you going to fight for that? Or are you just going to say, we know NCAA, stellar organization. You get five to play four. Take your ball and go home. No, you're going to fight for that. This is America. I thought this was America. Hit that like button for Cousin Shane playing golf today. Exactly. Cousin Shane's shirt, we appreciate you. What quarterback do you think takes the biggest jump? Oh, excellent question. 25 to 26, biggest jump. Could it be Arch Manning? Oh, Lordy, we're going to start that. I mean, he's already close to the top, so I'm not counting Arch. How about, if you're tired of hype, probably going to be hyping this guy up all off season, and we probably overhyped him. Give me Lenore Sellers playing with a competent offensive coordinator and a new offensive line. So he's in the conversation, I would think, biggest jump from 25 to 26. Now, he took a steep decline in 25, so I don't know if you count that, but I certainly would. I think he's right there. Skeet Golding. Who do we get? Deuce Knight? Yeah, we talked about that. So Deuce Knight, you got to go all in on him. Give him whatever the hell he wants. End this today. Worst case. And I don't even think that's a bad case. Because what we have seen from limited action from Deuce Knight, he is massively talented. Get his ass on campus and let him be your starting quarterback. If that's your worst case, I think you're doing better than a lot of the quarterbacks in this conference. He's got massive potential. So I think that's naturally exactly where you go. Will there be an Oregon Indian? Fuck no. This ain't Big 12 podcast or Big 10, whatever stupid conference that is. We ain't doing that bullshit. Should have clarified, jump up, not jump down. So no Arch Sellers, yeah. Mm-hmm. When did old LSU get such deep pockets? We're on the hook for Ole Miss incentives, Kiffin, contract, BK, staff buyout, new roster. I love chicken tenders. They got money. All these teams got money. Don't let them fool you. They got the money to compete at a high level. So, yeah. All right. So, breaking news. Recap it here before I'm probably going to jump off here because I don't know what else there is to say. But the NCAA has denied Trinidad Chambliss his sixth year of eligibility. Yeah, we need Dr. Bratton on this. Tonsillitis ain't no joke. I mean, in reality, that is a kind of a joke. I wasn't buying the medical excuse, but I didn't think the NCAA had the balls to fight this. But they do, apparently. They have denied his waiver. Ole Miss and Trinidad can still appeal. The attorney, Tom Mars, says he's ready to appeal, just waiting for his client's consent. So as of today, Ole Miss has no scholarship quarterbacks for the 2026 season. That could change here in a hurry, but that's where we stand. So horrible, arguably the worst 24 hours in Ole Miss history after the greatest month in Ole Miss history. So that's where things stand today. I'll be back if there's no other breaking news, and there could be. This seems like a newsy day. I'll jump back on if there's big breaking news. But if not, Saturday night, bringing out the SEC Power Rankings first edition for 2026. Until then, we will catch you on the next one. To hell with you, NCAA. Free Trinidad.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.